I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Evening News for Friday, February 10. Coming up, government completes divestment of Caymanas Track Limited, Energy Ministry to launch expanded energy efficiency and conservation project, and police report over 1,000 arrests for assault against females. The news in detail after this message.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. Government has completed the divestment of Caymanas Track Limited to preferred bidder Supreme Ventures Limited, SVL. SVL will officially take the reins on March 7. Finance Minister Audie Shaw says arising from the divestment, the horse racing sector stands to benefit from major expansion and improved infrastructure.
The promoter plans to include the diversification of betting channels, gaming offerings, as well as other entertainment products, which will attract a large customer base of locals, tourists, as well as Jamaicans in the diaspora. As I understand it, they aim to reach out using technology of the day to Jamaicans who love betting, whether they're in London, Atlanta, Miami, New York, or Toronto, among the places.
Minister Shaw was speaking at the signing ceremony for the divestment process at the Ministry of Finance on Friday. He adds that both negotiating parties are working to ensure a seamless and efficient transfer of operations come next month. The transfer of operations to SVL is also representative of the progressive approach to the public sector modernization process going forward. The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology will, in the 2017-18 fiscal year, launch an expanded energy efficiency and conservation project. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says the project will further seek to make the public sector a model for responsible energy use in Jamaica.
This investment project builds on the current public sector energy efficiency program. There will also be the retrofitting of health, education and public agencies.
Meanwhile, the Governor General says the ministry will continue to promote eco-efficiency and the green economy by encouraging energy efficiency and conservation in government agencies, developing the capacity of local companies to meet international environmental standards, and promoting green jobs and industries. And the government has identified crime reduction as its most urgent priority in boosting safety and security. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, in his throne speech on Thursday at the ceremonial opening of Parliament, said the government will seek to strengthen the institutional capacity of the security forces, enabling them to more effectively respond to criminal actions and emerging threats. This, he says, will include supporting the modernization of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, increasing the number of security personnel, and strengthening the mobility of the security forces.
There is a need in Jamaica to rebuild communities that have been divided by crime and lawlessness. We must, as a nation, assert the rule of law and jealously guard its promotion.
In the meantime, the Ministry of National Security has received an allocation of $56.4 billion for recurrent expenditure and $4.25 billion for capital projects, as outlined in the 2017-18 estimates of expenditure tabled by Finance Minister Audie Shaw in Parliament Thursday. And the Police High Command is reporting that the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, arrested and charged 1,442 persons for assaultive and property violence against females during the January 1, 2016 to February 4, 2017 period. Acting Commissioner of Police Novlett Grant says 86 persons have been arrested and charged for shooting, 67 for murder, 252 for rape, and 95 for aggravated assault. 202 persons have been charged for sexual offenses, including indecent exposure, and 237 for sexual intercourse with a minor, while 280 were charged for robbery, 169 for break-ins, and 54 for larceny. She says the JCF will be ramping up its public education campaign in a bid to reduce the risk of victimization. The acting commissioner says the constabulary will be collaborating with the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to take the campaign into schools and is urging students to abstain from videotaping and posting acts of violence to social media. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.